This is the Goozer Nation podcast for the week of November 24th of 2013.
We have word from the kindergartners. They've agreed to join us.
Yeah. Those Xbox Ones are as good as ours.
Yeah. Wait. What are you talking about, Xbox Ones? That's what this is all about, Craig. We're all trying to get Xbox Ones on Black Friday. I thought we were getting PlayStation 4s. What? Me too. No, guys, when I said we're going to get the next-gen gaming systems, I was obviously talking about Xboxes.
Yeah.
But I want a PS4, not a crappy Xbox.
Look, guys, we all have to agree on one system.
That's right.
If some of us are on PS4s, but the rest of us are on Xboxes, then we all can't play together online, see? This is all about committing to one machine.
Right, let's all get PS4s.
No, the Xboxes are going to be better. They're not better, they're just more expensive.
We are getting Xbox Ones, guys, and that is final.
That's exactly how Xbox people are.
Yeah. Fine. If you guys don't want to join us on Black Friday to get Xboxes, then that's fine.
We're still gonna fight on Black Friday, just not with you.
Oh, it's gonna be like that, is it?
Everyone who wants to get PS4s, join with us. No, we can't divide like this. Sam, you're on our side, right?
I like the PS4's controller better.
Stan, the PS4 doesn't have the seamless transition between games, movies, and TV offered by Xbox One.
The PS4 controller has a touchpad interface. You never listened. I told you I thought the PS4 was better, but you never wanted to listen to me, Kyle. You just had your head so set because that's how Xbox people are.
Then I guess I'll see you on Black Friday.
If I see you at the mall, Kyle, I will have to try to beat you inside.
I know.
Come on, Cap. Let these Sony f***s wallow in their limited voice control functionality.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Goozer Nation podcast. My name is John Meadows. With me this week is Eric. How's it going, Eric Kiewick?
Hey, it's going good.
Good. Nathaniel can't be with us this weekend. He's doing some freelance work, so he's got to get it done. So he's busy with that. It's hard to tell what he's doing. I've seen some of his video projects that he does, just simple things, and I don't know how he can get them done in the time that he does. It fascinates
me. He's Minecrafting.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a show. I'd hurt my back last week and couldn't sit here at the computer desk for an hour or two. So we didn't have a show last week. So not too much going on anyway, just some new console releases and things like that. So, but we'll go ahead and start like we always do. Eric, what you been playing? What's been going on?
Well, I don't have the PS4 or the Xbox One, so you know I'm stuck back in the last generation, but I've been playing some Last of Us, some GTA 5. I've been playing a few other things here and there. How to Survive, a little interesting PSN release. It's a co-op zombie game. It's kind of fun, but other than that, really not too much.
Yeah, I haven't played too much till yesterday. I got a PlayStation 4 on launch day, and I was one of those lucky people whose PlayStation 4 wouldn't work right out of the box, so I had to send it back to Sony, and they sent me a brand new one, and I finally got it yesterday afternoon. So I stayed up last night kind of piddling with it. I played a little bit of Marvel Lego, a little bit of Battlefield, a little bit of Assassin's Creed, and Rezogun. That's the free PlayStation Plus game. It's pretty cool. It's by the guys that did the, I can't remember if it's Geometry Wars or, no, Super Stardust HD.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. It's very Galaga-like. but it's very hard too. But I enjoy it. I like it a lot. So,
is it co-op or just single player?
It has online co-op. I haven't played it co-op. There's only one other. Well, there's a couple of my friends have PlayStation 4s, but they didn't get. They had theirs at launch, so they've already played it and went on. And I'm just now finding out what I could do with it and what things look like. It's kind of sad, but you know, it was a bummer, you know, not to have it last weekend. I had the whole weekend cleared out and everything, and then it wouldn't work. But it could have been a lot worse, I guess. But
That's true.
But yeah, so yeah, they're all pretty cool games. Nothing to me after sitting and playing it for a couple hours last night. It's like, well, it's cool. I like the menu setup. I like the way the system works. But it's like nothing. The games are just kind of the same thing that we've played on PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360. Just they look nicer now. So
yeah, I mean, I want to see like what Assassin's Creed looks like next to the PS4 version versus PS3 and be like, well, it looks really good. Are these the noticeable things?
Yeah, and I've seen some side-by-side graphic videos of it, and it looks like, you know, it's just got better. The PlayStation 4, of course, has got better textures. The water looks better. The foliage looks better and stuff like that. But I haven't seen it since they did the patch for the 1080p, so I don't know how much better it looks running in full res native 1080p. Because I guess a lot of the games on PlayStation 4 are native 1080p, and like on Xbox One they're like 720p native. So there's little differences that some people say they can see. I doubt I could though. I mean, my eye is not that good.
Yeah. Well, some people, I mean, they might be able to really tell.
Yeah, and maybe you can tell it on a bigger TV or a 4K TV or something like that. I don't know. I've never seen any video games running on a 4K, so. You know, I don't know how bad or good they look. So, but I mean, it's cool. I really like the interface. I really like how the menus are set up. And you said one of your friends at work brought one.
Yep. One of the guys at work with has one, and he was showing us some pretty cool stuff and telling me about some stuff. And it looked really cool. And I really liked like the videos that you could watch of somebody else playing. And he's like, "Yeah, you could be playing like Assassin's Creed and watching a video of somebody else playing it and get like tips and stuff." I was like, "Oh, that's really cool."
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. I mean, it's just been like, you know, I have the Twitch account set up to the podcast Twitch TV, so it's like I'm just playing and I don't even turn it on to see how many people are watching me. As soon as I start playing, I just stream, and whatever I'm playing, I just stream. I streamed the whole night last night while I was just playing Assassin's Creed.
It kind of reminds me of like when I was using OnLive and people would just jump in your session and watch you do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot like that. So, but it's pretty cool. And I mean, there's no, what was funny was, is when I got home from work yesterday, I called my buddy, and he was still at work. I said, "Are you busy?" He was like, "No, we're just sitting around here doing nothing." I'm just like, "Okay, cool. Here's a link. Just tell me what you see in that link." So, you know, because I have mine up set up Wi-Fi. So I was like, well, how good will this broadcast in going over Wi-Fi and stuff? You know, would a hardwire connection be better? And he was blown away by how good it looked. I mean, it looked perfect. He was sitting there watching it going, "Yeah, you're playing some Galaga looking game." I'm like, "Yep, that's Rizzo Gun," you know, and he was just blown away by how good it looked. But the only problem I have with it using Twitch at the moment is when you use the Twitch TV on your PC games and stuff, it saves a copy of the video on their website and then you can upload it to YouTube or whatever. They haven't enabled that for the PlayStation 4 yet, and I don't know why. Yeah, there's no way to archive it unless you archive it on your system, but then there's no way to get it off of your system. You can't upload it to anything. You can't bring it over to a PC because it's some kind of file that it won't read. The PC won't read. So, you know, if you're into that and wanting to keep, you know, cool stuff to edit later, there's no way to keep it. So, but I think there's some editing software on the system. I haven't really gotten into it yet. I don't have a camera or anything like that either, so, you know, I haven't piddled with it, but... So far, I mean, it's pretty interesting. It's really fast. That's the one thing I noticed. Everything loads really fast. But the other thing I noticed is right off the bat, the hard drive in the system is 400. You got 408 gigs. And Let's see, Assassin's Creed, Battlefield, Lego Marvel, Resogun, Contrast. I downloaded Warframe and DC Universe Online. I think that's all I downloaded. Mm-hmm. And all that together takes up about 120 gigs.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, the hard drive, the laptop hard drive that I got off that one guy, it doesn't work in the PlayStation 4. And a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people bought a lot of hard drives, and a lot of people on CAG and stuff were saying, don't buy a such and such hard drive, it doesn't work. Don't buy a such and such hard drive, it doesn't work. So it's like, well, crap. I guess I'm going to try to get a hard drive that's the same brand as what's in there, but just a terabyte.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, stuff takes up like, I think Battlefield was like 20, 35 gigs, and Assassin's Creed was 20, 25 or 22.
Jeez, I wonder if the installs are the same as on the Xbox One.
I don't know.
They are.
They probably are.
They're probably close.
My buddy who I was talking about, well, him watching the streams, he bought a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One. So
disposable income.
Yeah. I don't know if he actually has busted open the Xbox One yet or not. He was pretty happy with the PlayStation, so he's been playing it a lot. So, but if he busts that Xbox One open, I might go over there and see. Might
wander over, check it out.
Yeah, check it out and see what all he's got, how it is.
Yeah. What do we have? You know, console news this week. Not too much.
Not
right?
too much. No. Both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One sold a million systems day one, which one surprised me that they had that many out. You know, day one.
It's good. But, I mean, it'd be interesting to see the comparisons of like the previous ones. Let's see.
Yeah, and there was somebody did a article about comparison.
Yay, it sold more than the 360, okay?
Yes.
Thanks, IGN. Can't you tell me more, like numbers or something? Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. There was a link in one of the other stories, and I thought it was in here, but I guess it wasn't.
That
had it broke down where they broke down the prices of or the sales of each system between the 360 and the Xbox One, which of course the Xbox One sold more. But I think both Sony and Xbox were more prepared this time around than they were, especially 360, because nobody thought the 360 was going to sell crazy like it did. You know, I remember there were shortages and.
Yeah, people, and the PS3, the same thing, too.
Yeah,
people take that console and sell for $1,000 on eBay.
And you know what? I have not checked to see what consoles are going for on eBay.
It's not that much.
Really?
Maybe, for PS4, maybe $550,
$600. See, it's not like it was.
Not the markup.
No.
It's just not the demand. Mm. I think it's part of the reason that the economy just still, you know, it's
yeah.
not 2005, 2006, where I had... You know,
yeah, that's true.
Money.
Well, that and it seems like everybody that wanted one had it on pre-order at some point and got it, even though GameStop claims they still have like that was actually the next story, that they have like 2.3 million people waiting for PlayStation 4s.
Wow.
Which is, that's a lot, but I can't imagine they have pre-sold that many. Surely not. It just says, let's see, PlayStation 4 sales are already 80% higher than the launch of PlayStation 3. But it says GameStop.
Do you think with PlayStation 3 there was more of a shortage?
Probably. And it was way more expensive, too, especially than Xbox One. Because remember, they delayed it, like, what, 6 months from where they were originally going to launch it, if I remember right. I think there was, like, a delay in the release because the... trying to get a hold of Blu-ray drives at that time was really kind of hard to come by. But I think a lot of the stuff with the Xbox One, with the TV and the all-in-one thing, a lot of people this time around, I mean, a lot of people obviously wanted it. They sold a million of them, but I think a lot of your core gamers went with PlayStation 4 this time because, one, it was cheaper, and two, it was more about the games.
That's true.
But, you know, I don't know. It's weird because there's really nothing on the Xbox One that I want to play other than Forza. So that doesn't justify me spending $500 on a system.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and you look at what I bought for the PlayStation 4, it's games that I could have got on a PlayStation 3, but
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think I was listening to the KCast and they brought up something good. Is the Xbox One is trying to, you know, or Microsoft with the Xbox One is they're aiming for the, you know, they're going for Apple TV too, mm-hmm. Roku's and everything else, all streaming media, and it's like it's kind of like the perfect place. I mean, their market is the 30 to 45 range guys that right. maybe have families could, you know, on a Monday night could sit down and watch a football on one side of their TV, play a little Xbox on the other.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah,
where, you know, Sony's going after just gaming. I'm sure it'll have other apps down the line.
Oh, yeah.
Do some cool stuff. And of course, you know, Nintendo's probably just going for trying to go for kids market this time, probably not the casual market.
Right. Which there so, was an interesting article that I read, and I should have put the link in here, but I can't find it now. That where Sony, they did an interview with Sony's president, and he wants the Wii U to succeed. He said, if Nintendo doesn't succeed, none of the rest of us will succeed.
And, that is true.
And I thought that was a very interesting point. It's just kind of funny to see, you know, the rival company in Japan, you know, saying,
well, oh, it was also pretty cool to see that both Sony and Microsoft's
right.
Congratulated each other on Twitter.
Yeah. Like
their mm-hmm. end guys.
Yep. It was kind of funny. It's like they've all, and nobody's really been throwing a lot of mud one way or the other, whatever you want to say. I mean, I think at this point they're just happy to be able to sell, each of them be able to sell a million of each console.
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, they even did a breakdown of the PlayStation 4's cost. I think I tweeted that earlier. Mm-hmm. It's like $370.
Yeah.
So they're making a little bit of money off the system.
Right.
But again, it's not like PlayStation 3, where as soon as they came out of the gate, same thing with Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
360, they were losing money on the hardware.
Yeah. Now, do you think that's because the hardware back then?
Cheaper?
Well, yeah, because you know back then the hardware was kind of cutting edge, where now the systems now have kind of caught up to what you can get for PC.
Yeah, they're built off of PC architecture,
right?
Which I think the parts are a little bit more interchangeable and cheaper than versus off of the cell architecture, which is what PS3 was built off of, and that was crazy. Proprietary stuff, and that's probably why it was so expensive.
But you know, it surprised me that even Sony, even making $18 off of each system, because most of the time, no matter what system they launch, it's usually
you're usually
losing money. So
yeah, so that's pretty cool. I mean, I think that's really good. Since we're talking about next gen consoles, we should talk about the failure issues.
Oh yeah, well you know we kind of talked about the PlayStation failures right off the bat, because that was what I had. And it was totally weird, because as soon as I got it, took it out of the box, hooked it up to the TV, plugged the HDMI in, plugged the power in, turned it on, and it just sat there, and that bar that's across the top of it just flashed blue. And what it does is, now it's actually working, it flashes blue for a minute, then the little PlayStation logo comes on and it turns white, and that means it's connected to the TV. Mm-hmm. When it's on standby, it glows orange. When it overheats, it glows red. But it would never the HDMI would never connect to the TV. It just would never do it. And you know, a lot of things were out on the internet. Oh, it has a bent port in it. Nothing was bent on it. I checked it out for 3 days. There was nothing bent on it. I couldn't do a hard reset on it. It would not do the, you know, how on the PlayStation 3 you hold down the button and it beeps when it turns on, and it beeps again. Does the same thing on this one. It never would beep that second time, so it would never go into safe mode. I don't know what the problem was. And then Sony never really came out and said.
Well, not to get off topic, you mentioned something earlier. The people had bought hard drives so they can try to swap them out in mm-hmm. the PS4, but it doesn't seem like it. Set up to do that right now?
Well, no. I mean, it does, but what happens is if it's a hard drive that won't work in it, you swapped your PS3 hard drive, right?
Yeah. And SATA drive.
Yeah.
Easy.
And you remember you popped it in and it just automatically formatted it.
Like 20 minutes.
Right.
It's like, whoa.
Well, the way it works with the PlayStation 4 is you pop a new hard drive in, but you also have to have the firmware from the website on a jump drive.
Okay.
So when you pop the jump drive in, you pop the new hard drive in, when it boots up, it automatically boots into safe mode, and then it tries to install the firmware. Then it will format the hard drive. Well, if the hard drive is not compatible with it, it will never update that firmware, and it'll just keep throwing you an error.
Now, interesting.
Here's what was cool. I had went ahead and booted up the system first, went ahead and did the updates and everything. Then I swapped hard drives.
Would you put in a terabyte drive?
Yeah, and it wouldn't take that terabyte hard drive because it kept giving me that error. Now, if you've ever had a PlayStation 3 and took the hard drive out and popped it back in, the PlayStation 3 would automatically try to reformat it again, regardless of whether it was the one that was in there or not. The PlayStation 4 does not do that. I popped the old hard drive in, it took right off without having to reformat it or anything. So,
what kind of drive do you need? A 2.5 SATA drive again, pretty much?
Yeah, SATA 2, but that's what this one is. It's a Seagate Barracuda SATA 2 drive, but it wasn't working.
It's picky.
It
doesn't matter, though. I mean, for $50.
Yeah.
And it, 75, you get a terabyte, 2 terabytes worth of space.
Oh, yeah.
And might as well do it.
Yeah.
Take that.
And this one, yeah, this hard drive, yeah, it doesn't work in the PlayStation, but it still works on my computer, so I'll just make an external drive.
Is Xbox One going to be easy to upgrade to?
Well, it is if you break it open and void your warranty. That was one of the things that fixit.com, when they broke it down, it's the same exact hard drive that's in the PlayStation 4, and it just has a SATA cable and a power cable on it, but it's buried in the system. You have to break the system completely down to get to it, and it's not replaceable, which kind of sucks.
That's going to be interesting later. Mm-hmm. It's not like the 360 where the drive plugged into the side of the machine.
Right, and I mean, you even had to use a Microsoft only hard drive, but still, at least they had that option. This, they don't even give you the option.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean,
and they're supposed to have external hard drive support soon, so maybe they'll be able to run games off of that or something. I don't know.
Back to what we were talking about.
Originally,
the Xbox One, they've had a few failure rates too. It seems to be like either some people are getting like disk drive issues, mm-hmm. drives aren't reading games, or they're getting like a green screen light.
And man,
the machine just constantly cycles,
right,
and won't actually boot,
right, after they've done the software update or something. Have you seen the videos on YouTube where the disk drives aren't working? It just sounds like something
pretty
grindy in there. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Conspiracy theories out. Somebody sabotaged the Blu-ray drives. Sony sabotaged the Blu-ray drives. They're all.
I mean, it's the launch of two new systems. There's bound to be failures. I mean, it's not going to be the red light of death.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean,
the brink of death.
Yeah. So. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that it happens. I mean, it's you know going into it, it's going to happen. I guess what really bugged me with mine was, you know, I've had an Xbox 360 red ring I don't know how many times. But it was 6-7 months down the road. You know, my PlayStation 3 60 gig broke 2 or 3 years down the road. I've never had a piece of electronic that I pull out of the box and it just doesn't work. You know, it's just really odd. But I think what it was is if you see all the people who are fussing about the PlayStation 4's issues like I had, 90% of them are Amazon customers. They were all manufactured in the same month. So I think it was just a bad batch.
Hardware.
Yeah, I think it was just a bad batch. And unfortunately, Amazon got them all. Because they, when I swapped it, and I tell you, as much as I complain about it being bummed that I was out of it, Sony handled it pretty well. I called them on Friday. I did spend 2.5 hours on the phone waiting for somebody. And it wasn't even like a pleasant 2.5 hours. It was like this. "We are sorry. The PSN network is down. It will be back momentarily." And that was it. Just silence. And then 15 minutes later, "We are sorry, the PSN network is for 2 hours. So I just put the phone on speakerphone and sat and watched TV and ate dinner and something else. And then finally got somebody. And they sent a box. So that was Friday. They sent a return box. I got it on Monday and packed it up, drove to the FedEx store Monday night. They had it Tuesday morning.
Nice.
They sent me out a brand new system Thursday, and I had it Friday.
Sweet.
So they didn't even fix it. They just sent out a whole new one. If it was a retail box with the system in it, they took all the controllers and all the extra stuff out, just had the system in there.
A few people in Keg I've seen have gone as far as, okay, they had the problem with it. They went ahead and bought a warranty. Mm-hmm. They went ahead and bought the extended warranty for Sony. It's like $60 for 2 years or 3 years.
It's $50 and for 2 years.
Correct
and
me,
then,
I'm wrong.
No, you're right. And then it's $60. The $60 one is accidental damage, so if you drop it and bust it or something. So there's two different ones. which I'm buying.
Well, you're going to get one anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting the $60 one then?
I don't know. I'm not worried about it falling over.
Does the $60 one cover the same stuff as the other one?
Yeah. Just the $60 one, if you knock it off the table or drop it or something, they'll replace it to where the $50 one doesn't. Which I never take it anywhere, so I don't know, but yeah. But I told the guy on the phone, because he offered me that, I'm like, you get me a working system, then we'll buy it. But
that's still pretty cool. I mean, they're quick to respond. I mean,
I was very surprised how quick they responded. Because I called talked to them on Amazon, and Amazon, of course, was out of them. But then come to find out Monday that Amazon had got another batch from Sony that they were using only for replacement, and you could actually call them or chat with them and say, I'm having this problem. They'd actually send you a new console. You made sure it worked, and when you made sure it worked, you sent your old console, broken one, back to them.
Nice.
And a lot of people were getting it turned around in one day.
Maybe it just depends how fast where you live and stuff.
Right. Shipping center. Yeah, shipping center. And if you're a Prime member and stuff like that, they do it a little faster. But you know, they didn't have that option Friday. And then by the time I found out about that option, I'd already had my Sony box here. So I was like, just send it back to Sony and be done with it. So
You're like, I'm done.
Yeah. I haven't heard, not having an Xbox, I haven't really been on any of the message boards to see how Microsoft is handling any of these issues. And that was the one thing, everybody's been kind of quiet, Sony and Microsoft, with their problems. They'd be like, yeah, we sold a million systems, but we're having little problems with them. It's okay. Nobody's really bringing out,
We're telling you about it, and we're happy to replace it, but just don't keep it, keep it quiet.
Keep it on the down low. We're not telling anybody about this. Yeah, so it was kind of weird, but that's okay. I mean, they take care of it. I mean, that's the thing.
They're taking care of it. That's the important
part. It sucks, but you know what? It's okay. We'll all be all right. Let's see. What else? PlayStation 4 and Vita bundle will be available in December in the UK.
Just in the UK. But still, though, that's hope. If it does well over there, $500 for both systems, I'm in. I'm sold.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. If the remote play in-house is awesome. I did it yesterday. I could play Battlefield on my Vita. I could play DC Universe Online on my Vita. Assassin's Creed. All my games. And they looked picture perfect, like I was playing them on the PlayStation 4 on the TV screen, because it just streams it. The graphics were perfect. The colors were bright. I mean, and it worked. There was no lag. There was no pixelation. No nothing. I had no issues whatsoever with it. I mean, it just fired right up. So I'm going to try it over cell service when I'm out of town over the weekend to see how it works, which I figure it's not going to work that well. But cool,
you might as well try it. Use that 3G connection, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, it's awesome. So, I mean, if they put out this bundle for $500 or however much it's supposed to be, have they even said how much it's going to be?
$500.
Is it $500? Okay.
I would think that it would be that much here.
Yeah. It would be, it's worth every penny, because it's really nice.
Yeah, and it's going to be more Vitas in people's hands, more people using PlayStation Plus.
Yep.
Only, things can only look up for Sony. Yep. I mean, smart thing.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I got nothing against Xbox One. Some of the cool features I'm very interested in. So.
Yeah. I tell you, the feature that I'm most interested in, I really didn't think about it until I saw that commercial. And you may have seen it had two football players on it. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah. Ray Rice and the other guy.
Yeah, and, they're playing Madden or something, and you can just kind of scoot it over and have TV running on the side. Yep. I'm like, okay, now that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. That's so useful.
Yeah, it is. It's really, very useful.
Skype, I mean.
Because I know some people, they set two TVs next to each other, so they can have TV running on one and playing on another. I'm just like,
really?
Yeah.
Actually, I do know people.
Yeah, so. But that's crazy to me. I come into your living room. Why you got two TVs sitting in here? Oh, I play games on that one while I'm watching a movie. Really? How do you even pay attention to what's going on? But yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of the features I like. It's just with me owning a Vita and $100 cheaper, the PlayStation 4 just made more sense. at this point.
No, I can totally see that.
No.
And that makes sense. I mean, I think both consoles are going to do well. Mm-hmm. I hope both consoles do well. I hope, you know, both systems sell. Lots of people are interested and continues to give us lots of cool games. That's all I care about, yeah. Games. I don't...
Exactly.
You know, I hope the Wii U succeeds, too, as well.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, that new Mario game... Yeah. That new Mario game would come out.
It's multiplayer too, right? Four player. Right?
I think so. Yeah, a lot of people are really saying that's like maybe the game of the year. They're really talking about that game.
Well, all right, Nintendo bundle.
Mm-hmm.
I want a $250 Wii U bundle or less.
Yeah.
If you can do $250, you'll probably be able to get in a lot more people's homes.
Yeah, I know. Somebody, well, we'll get to that. Somebody was having it for like $319.
Yeah, I think most places on Black Friday have it for $300.
Yeah, something like that. So, but we'll get into that in a while.
Should we talk about Black Friday?
Well, let's let everybody know what Microsoft and Sony have both said about consoles being available for holidays. Sony came out and said that there'll be a good supply over Christmas of PS4s. Now, I don't know what good supply means, but that's better than what Microsoft said. Microsoft said that there will probably be a shortage of them over Christmas. So, you know, might be able to find a PlayStation 4 better than you can find an Xbox One. Now, we were out today at several stores. I didn't see either one of them on the shelf. Not a single one. We went to Best Buy. We went to Target. We went to Walmart. None of them have it. So, but, you know, it's still early. It's just 2 weeks in. So, I mean, they may have another shipment up and come in. So, yeah. You know, if you want one before Christmas, you may get lucky. All I can say is sign up for Amazon's instant notification when they get them in, because they actually had some bundles of PlayStation 4s available the night of launch. Like around 11 o'clock, they dumped a bunch of them in, and they were up for a couple of hours. And then the night before Xbox One launched, the morning before, at 8 o'clock in the morning, they opened up pre-orders again for Xbox Ones, and they lasted till about 1 o'clock. So, yeah, there's still a chance that you might be able to get one before the holiday, for Christmas if you want one.
Not on Craigslist, because people are really marking it up.
Yeah, and they won't sell them. And I don't think they'll sell them for as much as some of them on Craigslist are going for. I did see that. So, but yeah, now we can talk about Black Friday stuff. There's a lot of good deals on Black Friday. For most of it is, well, I don't want to say last gen, current gen. I mean, some people have already like, oh, no, the next gen's here. Let me throw away my PlayStation 3, get rid of all that stuff. No, don't do that. There's still a lot of good stuff coming out for Xbox and 360 and PlayStation 3, especially on Black Friday. I mean, some of the stuff is really, really cheap. And different stores are having different things. Call of Duty Ghosts at Walmart's going to be like $40. Skylanders Swap Force is $38.96, which is funny. They did their Black Friday thing yesterday. They matched a lot of the deals at Walmart early. Like, they had Swap Force for $37 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was only yesterday only. They still had them at my Walmart marked down.
Huh.
Xbox One games were $50 and things like that.
I think PS4 games supposed to be $50 too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's different at different stores.
Yeah, I mean, some of the other things I've seen is you can get a, if you still haven't gotten a 360 or PS3, I mean, this holiday, Black Friday, they're going to have a nice $200 bundle for full systems, big hard drives, come with some games.
Yeah.
You guys are going to, there's going to be the $35, some of the $35 gaming deals that they have, like Best Buy, Target, Walmart. They have like Assassin's Creed Black Flag for this gen, Battlefield 4, Batman Arkham Origins, Last of Us, Lego Marvel. $35?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, I mean, you look at Walmart. Walmart has $10 video games, Batman Arkham City, Call of Duty 4, Dead Island Game of the Year, Dishonored, Hitman Absolution, Lego Batman 2, Lego Lord of the Rings, Max Payne 3, Jack and Daxter Collection, $15 games. I mean, they've got a lot of good games for cheap.
Well, if you just want a vanilla 360, just the system, you can get the 4 GB console at Walmart for $100.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean,
yeah. The 2DS for $100 at Walmart too.
Yeah, and that's a really good price. I'm still, even though I've got a 3DS, I'm still tempted to get a 2DS at that price. Just kind of,
it doesn't,
wife
doesn't do 3D, right?
No, it doesn't.
Do 3D, right?
No, it doesn't. It still plays all the games, but it just doesn't do the 3D, which is okay. You know, because my wife sometimes she likes to play the DS. I think that one would be a good one for her because she doesn't care for the 3D anyway. So, but yeah, I mean, $100 for the PlayStation or the Xbox 360, even the 4 gig, you can't get that used at GameStop in good condition for that much. I don't think.
Yeah, get the 4 gig, yeah. Throw a couple flash drives in it, mm-hmm. Get a hard drive later. I mean, I think probably a great one of the best deals. Two of the best deals are the 1 year of the PlayStation Plus for $30 at GameStop.
Yep.
It's a great deal. Nobody else has that.
Yeah. Well, actually, come to find out, I think everybody's going to have that one because Sony in this link down here, Sony did a blog yesterday, and apparently PlayStation Plus is going to be nationwide. Let's see. Well, it doesn't say. But it said Black Friday only. I thought it's select retailers. So it may just, I don't think it's just GameStop. I think it's Walmart and them too. But limit two per person. So
if you live on the West Coast, Pacific Northwest, or Alaska, you guys are familiar with Fred Meyer's. They're going to have the 3DS Luigi bundle for $130 on Black Friday.
That's really good. I mean, the cheapest I saw.
That beats the price. I think I've seen $150 most places. So
yeah, I was going to say.
You got it from Myers, you need a 3DS. Go.
Yep. All the Vita bundles are $169 at Target or $179 everywhere else, or $169 at Best Buy and $179 everywhere else. So, yeah. I mean, that's an okay deal.
Well, but it's the all, but yeah, the Best Buy is the all Vita system, so
right.
You could get the Walking Dead bundle.
You could, yeah, you could get the Walking Dead bundle. There's a couple other bundles out there. I don't remember what else there is, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good
stuff.
Like
the PlayStation Plus that 1 year is going to be a limit two per person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still, though, 2 years of PlayStation Plus for $60.
Yeah.
Count me in.
And Target has 3 months of Xbox Live for $10. And I don't know if there's a limit on that. I'm sure there is. Where did my Target thing go? Where did my Target? There we go.
That PlayStation bundle that they have, that one that's going to be $200, 250 gigabyte PS3. Ugh, the Super Slim. That's the only bad thing. Mm-hmm. Batman Arkham Origins and Last of Us.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And Super Slim's not that bad. I got a Super Slim. It works really well. It's not too bad. Not too noisy. Easy to get in and out of. I like it. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. But yeah, I think really that's the big thing is for me is the PlayStation Plus at GameStop for $30.
Yeah. And like you can go to bfads.net, IGN has articles, mm-hmm. Both Keg and Slick Deals have huge threads breaking down the Black Friday video game deals.
Yeah.
Amazon's come out and said they're going to have some stuff. I mean, it sounds like they're going to price match all the $35 games. They're probably going to have good console bundles. So just keep an eye on them. And heck, if you're buying on Amazon or Walmart or Target or GameStop, just buy from your house. Buy from your computer. Don't even go
out.
I mean, all the crazies out there, you need that 20-inch, that 37-inch TV for $40, and there's only 20 of them.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's like last year, I didn't go out Black Friday. I did it all online, and that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to get a 39-inch TV for in here, and I'm going to order it online. I'm going to order from Best Buy. I've got the...
While you're drinking your cup of coffee.
Pretty much. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not even... Yeah, I've got free shipping with Best Buy, so, it's like, why not? I got free shipping with Amazon, so why not? What's the big deal of just ordering it? I'm really hoping that Amazon matches the PlayStation Plus year, because what's cool is you can buy those codes online and they're just right on your account, so you don't have to wait for a card to come in or anything. I can just instantaneously just go bam and unlock it, bam. So, and I think they've already started their PC sales.
I haven't really seen anything. I'm gonna have to look on Kinect. I just
caught that somewhere and now I can't find it. I think it was on CAG. I think it's where I just saw it at. It was on CAG, up to 80% off PC downloads.
Jeez. On Amazon, they're going to have a 32-inch TV for $98.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's a good price.
Yeah, wow. They've already got their digital Black Friday.
Digital deals.
Yep. Bioshock, Bioshock 2, and Bioshock Infinite, $15 right now on Amazon for PC.
Wow.
Borderlands 2 and Game of the Year, $11.99. Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff up already. Steam games, Steam game wise. Wow, Walking Dead 400 Days, $1.25.
Must buy it. Have to do it now.
Yeah, $1.25. Yeah, they got a lot.
Hey, I couldn't get it to work on my PC.
Yeah, you said it never did work. Even if,
yeah, uninstalled and reinstalled it.
That's wild.
Jeez, Borderlands 2 and Borderlands Game of the Year, $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some, so they got some good stuff already. But yeah,
the 2K shooter pack, yeah, has Bioshock 1 and 2. It took Nukem Forever for $10. But I'd really like that Bioshock triple pack for $15,
yeah.
or the Bully Manhunt Midnight Club 2 for $8. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. Wow, Metro. Oh, that's
wow. And you get a $5 credit too.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't realize that. Nice.
Did you see some? Oh, would you say Metro?
It was the season pass. I thought it was a game. It's the season pass, but it's $10. So,
wow, 400 days. One. Wait, if I get 400 days, I get a $5 credit.
What?
Heck yes.
Are you serious? Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me see.
If you purchase anything from the digital game store from now till December 31st, you get a $5 promotional credit to spend in the month of January on Editor's Choice Best Games of 2013. Still though, most of those games are pretty good.
Yeah, so. Well, I thought maybe it was just $5. It's like, wait a minute, I can spend $1.25 and make $5? That doesn't make any sense.
You get the XCOM collection. That looks cool, but you'd never have time to
play
those
games.
Yeah,
I would not have time to play all those games. There's no way.
I
barely have time to play what I got.
I should buy something for my brother. We'll see, though. All right, yep. Enough chat about what I'm planning to spend money
on. Yeah, I know, really. We can sit here and talk all night about what we're going to spend money on, but...
And then I'm not going to buy any. Hey, you should have heard, like, a couple of years ago, I got a Funny Box Friday story.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, like, was that 2010? Yeah, it was 2010.
Mm-hmm.
2009? No, 2010. We went to a wedding the day after Thanksgiving in Central Washington State. I had a horrible cell phone reception. I had to be there like 6 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Stayed all day. I couldn't do any Black Friday shopping. I couldn't even look on anything online. So bad.
Why did they?
And I wanted to... Well, because, you know, it was smart. Well, family's in town
for
the holidays.
I guess, but, you know, why couldn't you have done it like Saturday?
Not my choice.
Wow, that's crazy.
And my wife was in the wedding, so...
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's even worse. You have to go then. It's not like you can just show up to the reception. You have to go. Man, they just didn't want anybody to go shopping on Black Friday. That's why they did it.
Maybe that's it.
We'll show them. Or maybe they're not a family of shoppers. There's a lot of people who don't go out on Black Friday, and that's okay. I don't blame you. I try not to go out unless I absolutely have to. But, yeah. So, we'll have all the links to everything in the show notes, GooserNation.com, when the show notes go live in a couple days. But, yeah, make your list. Decide where you're going to go. Divide and conquer. That's what I say.
Yeah. Take a buddy.
Yeah, really.
Convince your spouse.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be hard for me. My wife hates shopping. She does not like crowds, and she does not like
shopping.
Mine
doesn't like crowds, and she's like, I don't want to get up early, and
yeah,
people are just going to annoy me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly. That's what my wife is. So. And I'm okay with that, because I'm...
That's what I like to go with my brother. He's like 6'3", 6'4", a lot taller than I am.
He can just, push people
like,
away.
All right, just start shoving people away. We're going through.
I told you about that year those years I worked at Circuit City, and they had Black Friday, and like... Yeah. They had the big glass doors, sliding glass doors, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and the crowd was so long that the people in the front of the line were like getting pushed against the glass door, and I'm just standing there in the doorway going, what the heck is wrong with you people?
I'm going to die if this door opens.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a $25 DVD player that year. Ooh, you know, that was 10 years ago, but still, it's like people are crazy on that day. But, yeah, so... Yeah.
Nuts. People are nuts.
Yeah, but have fun. Stay home. Do it online. That's the best way to do it. It's just do it online. That way you don't have to fight the crowds or anything. So
yeah. So we still have a couple things to give away.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a little pack swag bag, and we have a Dragon Fantasy Book 2 code for PS3 and Vita.
Yes.
If you email us or leave a comment on the show, or I don't know, call us,
feedback, anything. whatever you want to do. Do anything. You know, we've had two guys write emails, and they've both gotten prize packs. So, I mean, it's easy. Just send us an email, tweet us, call us, leave some iTunes review, make a comment on GoozerNation.com on the show notes or something. You know, do anything. You get something free. How hard? Yeah, that's easy. Free.
Everybody likes free. Yeah,
free is good. Well, if you got nothing else, Eric, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us? That way they can make a note. Will.
Okay, you can email us at goozernationpodcast@gmail.com. You can call us at 206-202-5704. You can follow us on Twitter at GoozerN_podcast. I'm Eric, and I'm at KUBE00. John is at JCMeadows94. Nathaniel's at Polygon_wizard. And if you want to read show notes or read some reviews or editorials, you can check out the site at goozernation.com.
Yep. Yeah, and be sure to follow us on Twitter. That's I've got the Twitter account set up to the Goozer Nation Twitch TV page, and I've got my Twitter account set up to the PlayStation 4. So usually at night when I sit down and play a game, I just click it on broadcast and play, no matter how bad I am at it. So
he's streaming away.
Yeah, just for the heck of it, you know. So go over there, watch how bad I play, and make fun of me, and I'll be all right with that because I'm not that good sometimes. And I can tell it's been a while since I played Assassin's Creed because I would just be running and fall off of things and think, yeah, that was bad. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Be sure to check us out on iTunes and subscribe to us. Also, check out the stream at goozernation.com. Leave us some comments. Like I say, leave us some feedback. Subscribe to us. The more subscriptions we get, the higher we'll get in the top 300 podcasts on iTunes and get the word out to people. So be sure to do that.
And the more stuff we can get out.
That's right. Yeah, more stuff. More people, more stuff. It's always it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. Free stuff. All right, guys. Well, thanks again for listening. We will probably catch you, I would say probably in 2 weeks because of the holiday. Maybe we may be able to get a show in next week. We'll see how things go. But if not, we will be here the first of the month. Y'all have a safe Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you next time.
See you later.